Leaders. Renewable energy targets. A green red herring. The goal should be to curb global warming, not to achieve 100% renewable energy.
Not that long ago, the world wondered whether clean energy could survive without lavish government support. Now the question is how far it can spread. The number of electric vehicles, which breached 1 million in 2015, last year reached 2 million. Countries like France and firms like Volvo are looking ahead to the demise of the internal combustion engine. In electricity generation, too, momentum is with the Greens. In June, the Chinese province of Qinghai ran for 7 consecutive days on renewable energy alone. In the first half of this year, wind, solar and hydro generated a record 35% of Germany's power. Greater success is breeding greater ambition. California is proposing to reach 60% renewable energy by 2030. 176 countries have clean energy goals. Hawaii, America's most oil-dependent state, has pledged to be 100% renewable by the middle of the century. So have 48 poor countries vulnerable to climate change. This week, the number of multinationals making a commitment to running their operations on 100% renewable energy rose to 100. Even if such targets are never met, they galvanise effort. They also provide reassurance about long-term climate policy, despite reversals such as America's withdrawal from the Paris Agreement. The resulting economies of scale help bring down the costs of wind and solar projects. But not every target is helpful. To see why, consider that goal of 100% renewable energy. It makes solving climate change seem deceptively easy. In fact, though wind and solar can generate all a country's electricity on some days, renewables still account for less than 8% of the world's total power output.